请我们一同打开圣经到哥林多后书第四章。
Shall we all turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4?
哥林多后书第四章，我们要从第六节读到第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, we will read verses 6 through 10.
哥林多后书第四章第六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照明在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
2 Corinthians 4:6 For God who said, Light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always caring about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
请我们再翻到《使徒行传》第十六章。
And next shall we turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传第十六章，我们要从二十二节读到第三十四节。
Acts 16, we will read verses 22 through 34.
使徒行传第十六章第二十二节，众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打，打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁足严谨看守，禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。禁足一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。禁足叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢地伏在保罗希拉面前，又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。当夜就在那时候，禁足把他们带去洗了他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。于是禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和他全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
Acts 16:22. The crowd rose up together against them, and the chief magistrates tore their robes off them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. When they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer awoke and saw the prison doors opened, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, Do not harm yourself, for we are all here. And he called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And after he brought them out, he said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?They said, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him together with all who were in his house. And he took them that very hour of the night and washed their wounds, and immediately he was baptized, he and all his household. And he brought them into his house and set food before them and rejoiced greatly, having believed in God with his whole household.
那我们一起低头，有点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning.
主，你再次用你的爱来激励我们。
Again, you have captured our hearts with your love.
叫我们实在知道你的爱在我们身上是得胜的。
So that we know that your love upon us is victorious.
这爱还要保守我们。
And this love will keep us.
直到我们见你面的日子。
Until that day.
主，愿我们在地上等候你回来的日子里。
So in these days before your return,
主，我们能够在各处来显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香。
In various locations, we want to manifest the fragrance of Christ.
愿我们都能够成为你荣耀旨意的器皿。
Because we all want to be the vessels of your glorious purpose.
主，因为你实在是把宝贝放在瓦器里。
Because you truly have placed your treasure in earthen vessels.
为此，我们感谢赞美你。
And for this, we want to thank and praise you.
求你早晨继续与我们同在。
This morning, continue to be with us.
再向我们的心来说话。
Again, speak to our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书第四章里面，他两次告诉我们不丧胆。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us twice that we are not to be afraid.
感谢神是因着他的怜悯。
We thank God it is because of his mercy.
他保守我们能够在各样艰难和危险环境当中却不丧胆。
Because in different places or in different difficulties, we are not to lose heart.
这是神在基督耶稣里赐给我们的平安。
This is the peace that God in Christ Jesus has given to us.
这样的平安是世界不能夺去的。
This is a peace that the world cannot take away.
这样的平安乃是因着神把一个宝贝放在我们这些瓦器里。
This peace is because God has placed a treasure in us, these earthen vessels.
今天我们虽然处在一个动荡混乱的世代里。
Today, even though we live in a very chaotic, confused world,
但我们里面却有真平安。
However, in us we have true peace.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同从主的话语得着勉励。
And so this morning, mutually, we want to be encouraged from His
word. 我们都知道，我们乃是有宝贝在瓦器里。
So that we may all know that we have a treasure in this earthen vessel.
我们知道在基督里神所赐给我们的平安是这个世界不能夺去的。
We know that this peace that we have in Christ Jesus cannot be taken away by the world.
这个平安不是因着我们国家能够保护我们免于恐怖的攻击。
This peace is not because the government is able to protect us from terrorism.
这平安也不是因着我们公司老板保证我们不会被解雇。
This peace is also not because our bosses can guarantee for us that we have job security.
这平安不是因为神保证我们家庭生活当中不会发生难处。
And this peace is not because God has promised that we will not have family difficulties.
这平安也不是因为我们身体都不会生病。而有的平安。
And this peace is also not because we have a guarantee that we will not be sick in our bodies.
相反的，神常常是借着一些艰难的环境。
But actually, it is because God in our environments.
来叫我们能够真实的体会，并且认识我们有宝贝在瓦器里。
But conversely, He shows us that we have a treasure in this earthen vessel.
我相信。大多数的人不会把一个宝贝放在瓦器里。
I believe that for the majority of us, we would not place a treasure in an earthen vessel.
然而，这却是神在我们身上做的一件奇妙的事情。
However, this is something that God has done, an amazing thing in us.
神把一个非常宝贵的宝贝却放在一个非常卑贱的瓦器里头。
God has placed a very valuable treasure in a very base vessel.
那什么是这个瓦器呢？
What is this earthen vessel?
什么是那个宝贝呢？
What is this treasure?
神到底这么做，他的目的是什么呢？
What is God's purpose in doing so?
神乃是要从我们这些人的身上。
God, from us.
他要在信和不信人的中间来显出他荣耀的作为。
Among people who do not believe him, he wants to manifest his work.
他要借着我们这些卑贱的瓦器
Through us, these base vessels,
来彰显基督福音的大能。
He wants to manifest the glorious surpassing power of this gospel.
神乃是要叫天使和世人都看见。
He wants angels as well as people of the world to see.
这件事情是出于神，不是出于我们。
That this matter is of God, not of us.
那什么是瓦器？
So what are vessels?
我们知道瓦器就指着我们这些的人。
These earthen vessels speak of us as men.
这里特别说到乃是我们这天然人的这个魂生命。
It speaks of our soulish natural life.
简单的说，也就是我们在世上每天的生活。
Or simply put, our daily lives on earth.
瓦器在这里说到人乃是一个器皿。
This earthen vessel speaks of how man, we are a vessel.
这个器皿是神所要使用的。
This vessel is one that God wants to use.
而这个器皿的功用乃是在于这个器皿里面所盛装的是什么。
And the usefulness is determined by what is placed inside of it.
神起初造人的心意。
God's original purpose when he created man.
神乃是照着自己的形象来造男造女。
He created man and woman in his own image.
然后神把他自己的生命吹到这个尘土所造的人里面。
And then he breathed his own life into man that was created out of dust.
虽然这个属土的器皿本身并没有什么价值。
So even though this earthen vessel in itself originally did not have much value.
也没有什么尊贵可言。
And nothing really rich about it.
然而神却愿意将他心中所做最宝贝的放在这样的一个瓦器里头。
However, that which was most precious in God's heart, he has placed into this vessel.
我们知道当始祖亚当夏娃犯罪堕落之后。
When our forefathers Adam and Eve, after they had fallen and sinned.
人所彰显的都是自己的能力。自己的聪明，自己的想法。
Everything that man expressed was its own intelligence, own ways of thinking, and own thoughts.
我们知道当时的始祖，他们就想要能够造一个巴别塔来显扬自己的名。
We also know that our forefathers that they wanted to create a tower called Babel to glorify their own name.
这是堕落以后人的光景。
This was the condition of man after the fall.
这属土的瓦器。不再是能够来彰显神的自己。
This earthen vessel could not manifest a God.
他在那里要来显扬瓦器的自己。
Here they wanted to proclaim themselves, their vessel, own vessel.
就是在我们蒙恩得救以后。
And even after we are saved.
我们基督徒常常还是活在这样一个瓦器的里头。
As Christians, oftentimes we also live within this vessel.
以至于周围的人所看见的都是这个瓦器。
To a point where the people around us, all they see is merely the vessel.
或许世人能够看见的一些瓦器呢，乃是经过装饰、经过美化的瓦器。
Or perhaps the people of this world, they see that this vessel has been beautified or has been modified.
弟兄姐妹，这不是神拯救我们的心意。
This is not God's original intent in saving us.
神为了拯救我们。
God, in saving us,
他付上了一个极重的代价。
He paid a very heavy price.
就是主耶稣在十字架的流血和舍命。
That was the price of his blood and his life on the cross.
借着十字架的救恩。
And through the salvation on the cross.
叫神不仅赦免我们一切的过犯。
God has not only cleansed us from all iniquities.
神能够把他心中的宝贝放在我们这些瓦器里。
But now he has placed the treasure of his heart into us earthen vessels.
所以我们必须要知道在我们里面是已经有了瓦器。
So we must know that we are this vessel.
然而神的心意不仅如此。
And not only is this God's heart.
神乃是要在我们这些人身上来显出这个宝贝。
But in us, he wants to manifest this treasure.
好叫人能够借着我们这些的瓦器能够看见神的宝贝。
So that all people around us through this vessel, they can see God's treasure.
那么神在我们身上他既然要做成这件事情。
So for God, in order to do this work,
那我们的责任是什么呢?
What is our responsibility?
一方面我们需要来认识我们里面的宝贝。
On one hand, we need to come to know this treasure.
另一方面我们也需要叫我们这个瓦器能够被破碎。
On the other hand, we as this vessel need to be broken.
那什么是这个宝贝呢?
So what is this treasure?
在这个圣经的前后文让我们看见这宝贝就是得知神荣耀的光显在基督耶稣的面上。
In the context of this passage, we see that this treasure is the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
简单的说，耶稣基督的启示就是那个宝贝。
Simply put, the revelation of Christ is this treasure.
我们知道我们的神乃是那位叫光从黑暗里照出来的神。
We know that our God is the one who allowed light to shine out of darkness.
在我们蒙恩得救之前，
Before we were saved,
我们因着罪叫我们的心灵里面是充满了黑暗。
Because of sin, in our hearts, we were filled with darkness.
然而感谢主在神所定的时候，
But we thank God in His appointed time.
他借着圣灵在我们里头就叫那个光照在黑暗里头。
Through the Holy Spirit, He has shown His light into our hearts.
叫我们从里头能够知道神荣耀的光已经照在耶稣基督的面上。
So that we could know in His light, our Lord Jesus.
叫我们能够看见耶稣基督 就是神心中的宝贝。
So that we could see that our Lord Jesus, He is the treasure of God's heart.
我们不仅能够得知这个荣光，
And not only can we come to have this knowledge of the light,
神更是将这个宝贝，就是他儿子放在我们里面。
But God has placed this treasure, which is His Son, into us.
叫我们也能够成为神心中的宝贝。
So that we can also become the treasure of His heart.
乃是因着他的宝贝在我们心里。
Through His treasure being in our heart.
所以我们看见当神做了这件事情。
So when we see God has done this work,
那我们就要想了，既然神如果要叫人看见宝贝，那神岂不应当将这个宝贝放在一个透明的瓦器里吗？
We would think, when he wants to express this treasure, wouldn't he want to put it in a vessel that is transparent?
神为什么把这样一个宝贝放在一个不透明的瓦器里呢？
Why would he put it in a non-transparent vessel?
放在一个卑贱的瓦器里。
Put it in such a base vessel.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是神荣耀的智慧。
This is God's glorious wisdom.
虽然神当他把宝贝放在我们这些瓦器里，
Even though God has placed His treasure in us, these vessels,
好像人从外面看不见这个宝贝。
As if man outside cannot see this treasure.
人所看见的乃是这个瓦器。
What people see is this vessel.
然而我们知道神在我们身上却有一个更深的作为。
And yet we know God still has a deeper work in us.
就是神要从这样一个卑贱的瓦器里，
That is God, through this very base vessel,
从我们这些神所拣选的人当中，
Among these people whom he has chosen,
虽然我们有智慧的不多，
Even though we do not have much wisdom,
我们有能力的不多，
Even though we have not much strength,
尊贵的也不多，
And we're not very royal,
然而神却要叫世人看见那十字架的智慧，
Or honorable, but God, yet through this, God wants to see people of this world to see the wisdom of the cross.
神要亲手借着他的工作在我们身上来叫这个瓦器能够显出这宝贝的能力。
But through His hand, He wants us to see the power of His hand.
所以我们想，我们对神这样的一个作为，我们有一个很清楚的认识。
And now we want to have a clear understanding of His work.
就是神如何使这瓦器的宝贝能够彰显出他的荣光和能力呢？
How are we to see His glory and His strength through this vessel?
只有一个方法。
Only through one method.
就是这个瓦器必须要被破碎。
That is, this vessel must be broken.
当瓦器破碎了，宝贝就显出来了。
When the vessel is broken, then the treasure can be seen.
所以早晨我愿意从使徒行传里头，使徒保罗的经历的这个例子，让我们来认识瓦器如何被破碎。
So today through the story in Acts, through Paul's experience, we want to see how this vessel is broken.
而这宝贝如何显在三组不同人的身上。
And how this treasure was shown in three different groups of people.
在我们刚刚读的使徒行传十六章里头，让我们看见这三组的人呢，第一组就是保罗和希拉。
And so in the story that we just read in the book of Acts, the very first group is Paul and Silas.
第二组人呢，乃是在这个与保罗希拉同关在监狱里的众囚犯。
The second group of people are the prisoners who were in jail together with Paul and Silas.
第三组人就是禁足和他全家的人。
And the third group of people is the jailer and his whole household.
我们从这故事里头，我们可以看见这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于人。
And through this story, we can see that the great power of God is of God and not of man.
我们知道在第一世纪初期教会乃是处在一个四面受敌的一个景况里头。
We know that in the very first century, this was a time of great opposition and persecution.
然而神荣耀的福音却不被困住。
And yet the glorious gospel of our God was not hindered.
神荣耀的福音乃是胜了再胜。
God's glorious gospel was victorious and again victorious.
我们看见仇敌虽然可以借着那些祭司长和长老们来恐吓彼得和约翰。
We see that even though the enemy could use the priests and the officials to oppose Paul and Silas,
神的福音却不被困住。
God's gospel was not hindered.
仇敌可以借着不法之人的手用石头打死了斯提凡。
The enemy could use those who were unlawful and beat Paul and Silas.
神的福音却没有被打倒。
However, God's gospel was not beaten down.
仇敌可以极力来逼迫在耶路撒冷的教会。
And the enemy could also oppose and persecute the church in Jerusalem.
神的福音反而传到了犹太和撒玛利亚各地。
And yet, the gospel of God was spread to Judea and the Samaria and all of the regions throughout.
我们也看见保罗原名叫扫罗，他可以拿着大祭司的文书到各处去逼迫基督徒。
We see that Paul, originally called Silas, he had the written allowance to go and persecute the Christians.
然后我们看见在他将近大马色的路上，
And so when he was on the road to Damascus,
他反而被这个他所逼迫的真道给征服了。
He was dealt with by the gospel that he was persecuting.
当神荣耀的光一照在他里面，
When God's glorious light shone into him,
我们看见保罗外面的眼睛瞎了。
We see that Paul's outward eyes were blinded.
然而他里面的眼睛却看见神荣耀的光照在耶稣基督的面上。
And yet his inner eyes were opened and he could see the glorious Christ.
保罗这个人被这个光一照，整个改变了。
As soon as the light shone upon Paul, his entire person changed.
原本他以为逼迫基督徒乃是热心在侍奉神。
He originally thought that being zealous in persecuting Christians was serving God.
结果他明白了，他却是在逼迫教会，在逼迫基督的身体。
And yet he came to understand that he was persecuting Christ and the body of Christ.
原每一位极力逼迫教会的保罗。
And so Paul, as he was zealous in persecuting,
在这大光一照之后，他成为一个忠心传扬这道的保罗。
He became the Paul that now faithfully served and shared the gospel.
我们看见在那大光之后，保罗不再是一个自由的人。
And so after the great light came into his life, he was no longer a free man.
他成为基督荣耀福音的奴仆。
He became the glorious bondservant of God for his gospel.
他所到之处，在那里显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
And everything that he was going through was manifesting the fragrance of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也是同样被这大光所开了眼睛的一般人呢？
Brothers and sisters, are we also a group of people whose eyes have been opened up by the great light?
当基督荣耀的福音照在我们里面的时候，
When the glorious gospel of Christ, when it came and shone upon us,
我们心里的眼睛岂不被打开了吗？
Weren't the inner eyes of our hearts opened as well?
我们岂不也是看见了神荣耀的光照在基督耶稣的面上。
Haven't we also seen that the God's glorious light shone upon the face of Christ?
我们不仅认识了神的儿子，
Not only have we come to know the Son of God,
我们更被他的爱所摸着，
But we were also touched by his love.
我们认识了他在十字架上乃是为你我的罪而死，
And we also came to know that he died on the cross for your sin and mine.
所以我们心里面欢喜快乐，带着感恩的心相信接受了主耶稣做我们的救主。
So with great joy, we came to receive our Lord Jesus as our personal Savior.
然而我们想一想，在我们蒙恩得救之后，
So now, can we consider after our salvation,
我们外面的眼睛有没有像保罗一样也瞎过呢？
Our outer eyes, have they also been blinded like Paul?
保罗当他蒙了这大光一照之后，
After the great light shone upon Paul,
他的眼睛看待这个世界和事物有完全一个不同的一个看法。
Paul now had a completely different perspective towards this outside world.
因此他在腓立比书他这么说。
And so in the book of Philippians he could say,
他说我先前以为与我有益的。
He said, but whatever things were gained to me,
我现在因基督都当作是有损的。
Those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事看作粪土。
More than that, I count all things to be loss.
因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
I count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ Jesus.
我们看见保罗在他大马色路上蒙大光之一照之后，
After the light shone upon Paul on the road to Damascus,
他有一个新的眼光。
He now had a new perspective.
这个新的眼光叫他能够认识到耶稣基督乃是他一生中追求的至宝。
This perspective allowed him to see that the Lord Jesus whom he pursues is now his treasure.
当这个光在他里面越照越明之后，
And when this light shone brighter and brighter in him,
我们看见他能够看万事为粪土。
He was able to see all things as rubbish.
为要得着基督耶稣为至宝。
So that he could gain Christ Jesus as his treasure.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是我们蒙恩得救的经历呢？
Isn't this the story of our salvation?
我们对于这世界和其中一切的眼光和看法是不是有这样一个更新和改变呢？
Now our perspective towards all these things that are around us, don't we have a change of heart, change of mind in it?
我们何等需要主借着圣灵在我们里头 更多的来光照我们。
How we need His light to shine upon us even more.
叫我们能够认识我们里面的宝贝。
So that we can come to know this treasure in us.
好叫我们越认识里头宝贝的价值。
So that you, the more you know the value, the worth of the treasure.
我们看见我们的眼睛，外面的眼睛也要像保罗一样瞎了。
Then our outward eyes can also be blind like Paul's.
当我们在看这世界和其中一切事物的时候。
So when you see this world and all the things of this world.
我们能够看见。他们不再吸引我们。
Now it no longer attracts you.
因为我们实在是深深被我们里面的宝贝所吸引。
Because now we are attracted by this treasure within us.
我们实在是需要像保罗一样。
We need to be like Paul.
来更多认识我们里面宝贝的荣光。
We need to know the glorious light of the treasure within us.
这样的认识能够叫我们得着一个新的属灵眼光。
This knowledge will allow us to give us new spiritual perspective.
叫我们能够为要得着基督来看万事为粪土。
So that through the gain of Christ, we can count all things as rubbish.
这是保罗蒙恩得救的故事。
This is the story of Paul's salvation.
在使徒行传十六章里，给我们看见保罗和希拉他们一同到了腓立比那个地方来传扬基督荣耀的福音。
We see in Acts 16 that Paul and Silas they went to a place called Philippi to share the gospel.
他们在腓立比那里因着传基督荣耀福音。他们遭遇了患难。
And so through sharing the gospel in Philippi, now Paul and Silas they encountered difficulty.
结果他们就被关在监狱里头。
And they were now imprisoned.
他们为什么被关在监狱里头呢？
Why were they jailed?
这整个事情乃是起因于他们从一个使女的身上把巫鬼赶出去了。
This is because Paul, he cast out a spirit of divination from a slave girl.
我们就觉得说保罗和希拉所做的是一件神迹。
We see that what Paul and Silas did was a miracle.
是一件好事。
It was a very good thing.
那为什么他们会结果被下在监狱里头呢？
So why were they cast into prison?
原来这被鬼附的使女，她有许多的主人。
It is because the slave girl, she had many masters.
这些的主人呢，还是借着这被鬼附的使女呢，他们在那里得利益。
And these masters who owned the slave girl, they had monetary benefit from her.
所以当保罗和希拉把巫鬼从这使女身上赶出去之后，
And so after Paul and Silas cast out this demon from the girl,
我们用句中国人的话，他就断了人的财路。
And so now they had lost their financial gain.
结果这些使女的主人们，他们就向保罗和希拉发怒。
And so these masters they were very angry at Paul and Silas.
他们就逼迫他们，把他们带到当地的官府那里。
And so they persecuted them and they wanted to jail them.
这个官府的这些首领呢，也不分是非。
And the jailers, because they didn't know any better,
他们就把保罗和希拉用棍打了。
And they struck them with rods.
圣经告诉我们，打了许多棍。
And it says that they were beaten much.
所以我们看见保罗和希拉身上被打得浑身是伤。
And so we see Paul and Silas, they were wounded.
不仅如此，那官府就把他们下到监狱里头去。
And not only so, but they were thrown into prison.
弟兄姐妹，如果是你和我遭遇保罗和希拉所遭遇的事情
，Brothers and sisters, if you and I, if we encountered what Paul and Silas did here,
当我们是为了传福音
，for the sake of sharing the gospel,
当我们是为了耶稣基督的见证
，for the sake of the testimony of Jesus Christ,
我们却遭遇这样的事情
，and you encounter such a thing,
我们的反应会是如何呢
？What would be your reaction?
我们看见保罗和希拉。并没有因此而以福音为耻。
We see that through this, Paul and Silas were not ashamed of the gospel.
他们没有因着他们所遭遇的事情和他们的伤痕在那里自哀自怜。
They were not self-pitying themselves because of what they had encountered and the beating that they received.
他们也没有在那里来埋怨神说为什么神不保守他们。
They were not grumbling against God, saying, "Why didn't God protect us?"
约在半夜的时候
，And so at midnight,
他们仍然被关在监狱里头。
They were imprisoned.
他们的手和他们的脚还被锁链给锁住。
Their hands and feet were locked up.
他们身上还带着那被棍所打的伤痕。
And they still had the wounds upon their body after being beaten.
然而他们却在那里来唱诗赞美神。
They were there singing, praising God.
为什么保罗和希拉他们能够在半夜里头在监狱里头带着伤痕来唱诗赞美神呢
How was it that Paul and Silas in the middle of the prison at midnight with wounds on their body could still praise God?
是什么样的力量使他们能够这样子在那里来唱诗赞美神
What kind of power allowed them to sing and worship praise God?
正是因为在他们里面有宝贝
That is because within them there is a treasure.
保罗和希拉他们所遭遇的环境和这些的逼迫。
This environment and the opposition, persecution that they had received,
并不是因为他们犯了罪自己找的苦。
Was not because they had sinned and then they themselves were looking for suffering.
这乃是神所允许的。
This was what God allowed.
是神所量定的一个环境。
This was an environment that God had allowed for them.
目的就是要叫保罗和希拉这两个瓦器能够被破碎。
So that these two vessels, Paul and Silas, could be broken.
好在那监狱的环境当中来显明神莫大的能力。
So that within that jail, God could manifest His great power.
今天我们所遭遇的环境也是一样。
Today, the environment that we encounter is the same.
都是经过神所量定、神所允许的。
God has measured out our environment and God has allowed it.
为了就是叫我们这一些的人我们这些的瓦器能够被神来破碎
，so that we these earthen vessels could be broken，
好叫我们里面的宝贝能够被彰显出来
，so that the treasure within us can be expressed shown out。
弟兄姐妹，今天神有没有在你周遭安排了一个人
？Today, brothers and sisters, is there a person next to you？
或是两个人
？Or perhaps two people？
你和他们的关系好像就被像是被关在监狱里头一样。
The relationship between you and them is like you are imprisoned in jail.
好像你不能从这样一个艰难的、痛苦的环境当中能够逃离出来。
And you cannot escape from an environment where you are suffering.
这样一个艰难的环境可能是你的配偶。
And this very difficult situation may be your spouse.
可能是你和你公婆或是岳父母的关系。
It could be your in-laws.
或是你在公司里的同事或老板。
It could be your co-workers or your boss.
或是在学校里面的某一个同学
or perhaps a classmate.
当然我们知道同学你跟他们在一起的时间是很有限的
and of course we know that the classmates that you have the time that you have with them is very limited
你还有机会可以逃离
you have opportunities to escape
工作中的这个像监狱一样的环境呢你也可以借着换工作而远离这样的一个环境
and if your job is like a prison that you still have an opportunity to leave it you could switch to a different job
然而今天在你我的生活当中
but in your life and mine
有没有某一个关系让你感觉到好像你被关在监狱里。
Is there any relationship where you feel like you are imprisoned?
是你没有办法离开的。
That you can't escape it.
弟兄姐妹，不要抵挡。
Brothers and sisters, don't oppose it.
我们乃要伏在神大能的手下。
We need to submit beneath the great hand of God.
我们必须要看见这是神所量定的一个环境。
We must see that this is an environment that God has measured out for you.
为什么神要量这样的环境呢？
Why would God measure out such an environment?
要叫我们这个瓦器被破碎。
So that you as a vessel could be broken.
要叫我们这个非常刚硬的己能够被破碎
so that this very hardened self can be shattered and broken.
神只有一个目的
God only has one purpose.
神不是没有意义的叫我们受苦
God does not want us to suffer needlessly.
神乃是要叫他的旨意成就在我们这些人身上
But he wants to accomplish his purpose in you and me.
这是瓦器被破碎
This is the vessel being broken.
叫里面的宝贝能够显出荣光和能力来
so that the treasure can be expressed in light and in power.
所以当今天我们还在这样一个艰难的环境像是被关在监狱里的一个环境的时候
So while we are still in a very difficult situation just like being imprisoned
弟兄姐妹我们怎么办呢
Brothers and sisters, what do we do?
我们要来学习像保罗和希拉一样
We need to learn to be like Paul and Silas
我们要祷告
We need to pray
我们要顺服
We need to submit
我们要唱诗赞美神
We sing and praise God
我们需要在这样的一个环境当中来学习唱诗赞美。
In such an environment, you learn to sing and praise God.
要在那无可指望漫长的深夜里头来学习不要埋怨。
In a very dark and long midnight, we learn not to complain.
我们需要靠着神的恩典在信心里面来赞美神。
But through God's grace and in faith, we learn to praise Him.
当我们这样来赞美神的时候
And when we praise Him in such a way,
弟兄姐妹，我们就要看见宝贝就要从我们这些瓦器里显出来。
Brothers and sisters, we see that the treasure will be shown from within us.
所以在那个监狱的里头，我们看见众囚犯，他们就受了这保罗和希拉身上所显出这个宝贝的吸引。
And so in the prison, we see that the other prisoners were also attracted by the treasure that was in Paul and Silas.
圣经告诉我们，当保罗、希拉他们在深夜里面在那里唱诗赞美神的时候
，The Bible tells us that when Paul and Silas were sitting in prison and singing praising God.
众囚犯都侧耳而听。
All the prisoners were listening to them.
他们在那里静静的听，细心的听。
They were quiet and listening carefully.
这是一幅何等稀奇的图画。
This is a very amazing illustration.
我们相信与保罗和希拉一同关在这内监里的囚犯， 都是重刑犯。
We know that the prisoners who were also in jail together with Paul and Silas, these were hardened criminals.
因为内监呢，乃是戒备最森严的地方。
Why? Because they were in the inner jail. This is the most secure place.
也是那最不容易逃离的地方。
The most difficult place to escape from.
他们很可能都是那些杀人犯或者强盗犯。
It is very possible that these were murderers and these were thieves.
我们可想而知这些人的这个脾气和性情啊，应该不会是太好的。
You can only imagine that their tempers were not very good.
然而他们在半夜的里头，他们却不睡觉。
And in the middle of the night, they were not sleeping.
不是因为保罗和希拉唱诗的声音太大，把他们吵得睡不着。
It's not because Paul and Silas were singing so loud that they couldn't fall asleep.
也不是因为他们在那里担忧说明天会不会就要被处死刑。
And it also was not because they were worrying whether or not they were going to be executed the next day.
圣经给我们看见他们在那里半夜都不睡觉，乃是在那里侧耳听保罗和希拉唱诗赞美神的歌声。
But the Bible shows us that they were there. They were not sleeping because they were listening carefully to Paul and Silas singing and praising God.
他们在那深夜的监狱里，他们在那里乃是因着保罗身上所显出的宝贝，他们被吸引。
In the middle of the night, through Paul and Silas singing, they were attracted by the treasure within them.
弟兄姐妹，瓦器若是破碎了，宝贝就要显出来。
Brothers and sisters, if the vessel is broken, the treasure will be shown.
今天我们在神所量给我们一些艰难的环境里，
Brothers and sisters, in the environment, difficult environments that God has given to us,
我们也需要这样子来学习。
We also need to learn.
叫我们不在那里坚持自己的理由。
So that you do not continue to insist on your own reasons.
我们也不在那里顾惜自己的情感和感觉。
That you also continue to pay attention to your own senses, your how you feel.
我们也不在这样一个艰难环境当中来坚持自己的意见。
And in such difficult situations, you insist on your own opinions.
兄姐妹，我们的己就是那个瓦器。
Brothers and sisters, the self is this vessel.
当我们处在神所量给我们这样的一个环境里头，
When we are in the environment that God has given to us,
我们若是记得神在我们身上在做什么，
If you can remember what God is doing in you,
我们就愿意让神的手来破碎我们这个瓦器。
Then you would be willing for God to break this vessel.
好叫我们里面的宝贝能够显出那个荣光，能够显出神的能力。
So that this treasure can show forth its light and its power.
比方说，我们有一些的几位的弟兄或者姐妹，我们在婚姻关系上面面临的难处。
For example, if among us there's brothers and sisters in their marriage that they now encounter difficulty.
这个难处可能是五年、十年或是更久的一个难处。
Perhaps this difficulty has spanned the time of 5 years, 10 years, or even longer.
那我们知道基督徒的婚姻是神所配合的。
And we know that among Christians, marriage is something that God has done.
人不能分开。
Man cannot separate.
所以我们不能离婚。
So we cannot divorce.
所以当我们在这样一个婚姻的难处当中，
So in these marriage difficulties,
我们的感觉就好像被关在内监的里头。
What we feel is that we are imprisoned in a jail.
我们身上有锁链。
We have chains on our hands.
我们身上有伤痕。
And we have wounds on our bodies.
这时候怎么办呢？
What do you do?
当我们和弟兄姐妹一同这样聚集的时候，
When you gather with brothers and sisters,
我们是不是在那里吐苦水？
Are you just complaining?
我们是不是在那里彼此埋怨我们的配偶是如何的苦待我们？
Are you just mutually complaining with one another about how our spouse deals very harshly with us?
然后呢，讲一讲我们心里面出了气啊，就舒服了。
And now that you have vented, you feel better?
是不是这样子呢？
Is that the case?
弟兄姐妹，如果在这样的聚集当中，
Brothers and sisters, in such a gathering,
有一位弟兄或是姐妹，
If there is a brother or a sister,
他们能够把他们如何在内监的里头，
And how they share how they, being in the inner prison,
他们如何经历了锁链的苦楚，
how they experience the bitterness of being chained,
他们分享如何在婚姻的伤害当中，
and they share about how being wounded in a marriage,
他们这个瓦器被神破碎了，
and they share about how they as a vessel has been broken by God,
他们能够分享到那个宝贝如何从他们身上能够彰显出来。
And if they share how this treasure can be manifested, shown from them.
兄姐妹，这宝贝的荣光和能力就要吸引同在监狱难处中的弟兄姐妹的心。
Then the light and the power from that vessel can now attract the hearts of other brothers and sisters who may be in the same jail.
这样的吸引就能够叫 其他同在婚姻苦难中的弟兄姐妹们。
And this attraction can be for those brothers and sisters who are also in marital difficulties.
他们能够看见一线的亮光。
They can see light.
他们能够看见那个指望。
So now that they can see hope.
乃是在瓦器里的宝贝。
They will see that treasure within the earthen vessels.
因为基督在我们里面就是我们荣耀的盼望。
Because Christ in us is the glorious hope.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要学习在内间里，在艰难环境当中来唱诗赞美。
We need to learn in dark prisons. We need to learn how to sing and praise God.
不仅为着我们自己，也为着我们周围的弟兄姐妹们。
It's not just for ourselves, but for the brothers and sisters around us.
我们需要来经历那瓦器里头的宝贝。
We need to experience the treasure that is within this earthen vessel.
我们要来经历当瓦器破碎了以后，那宝贝所显出来的能力。
We need to experience after the vessel has been broken the power that is within the vessel.
我们看见当保罗和希拉在那里唱诗赞美神的时候。
And so we see when Paul and Silas were worshiping, praising God.
在外面的环境也发生一个震动。
We see that there was an outward shaking as well.
圣经告诉我们，忽然间地就大震动。
The Bible tells us that all of a sudden there was a great earthquake.
这个一震动呢，我们看见那监狱的门呢都被打开。
This great earthquake opened up the doors of the prison.
这囚犯的锁链呢也都松开了。
And everyone's chains were unfastened.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见当保罗和希拉里面的宝贝显出能力的时候。
And so we see that when Paul and Silas, when the power of that treasure was shown.
这个能力能够震动那属地的一切的捆绑。
This power was able to shake all of these earthly chains.
那罪的权势都要被震动。
And the entire world of sin will be shaken.
这时候我们看见当那个囚犯的锁链都松开了。
And so after all the prisoners' chains were opened,
这看守监狱的禁足啊，他也被震醒了。
The jailer also was shaken to so that he woke up.
他一看这个监狱的门都打开了。
And when he saw that the doors were opened,
因为那是在半夜，监狱里头也是很黑暗。
Because it was in the middle of the night, it was very dark in the prison.
他直觉的反应就是囚犯一定都跑光了。
His very first reaction was that all of the prisoners must have escaped.
这就说明为什么他要拔刀自杀的原因。
So this is the reason why he wanted to commit suicide.
因为他是罗马的兵丁。
Because he was a soldier of the Roman army.
罗马的法律是非常的严格。
And the Roman law was very severe.
他的职责就是要看守这些囚犯。
His responsibility was to watch over these prisoners.
如果囚犯都跑掉了。
If the prisoners ran away.
这禁足知道他的命运只有一个。
He already knew that he had one fate.
很可能也要被砍头。
That he also will be executed.
所以与其被人砍头，他不如自己拔刀自杀。
And so he much rather kill himself.
我们看见他乃是在一个无望无助的一个境况下。
So he was in a situation that was utterly hopeless.
然后在这个时候，保罗大声地来制止他。
And so at this time, Paul cried out to stop him.
保罗告诉他什么呢？
What did Paul say?
不要伤害自己。
Do not harm yourself.
为什么呢？
Why?
他说我们都在这里。
For we are all here.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常稀奇的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is an amazing thing.
这些囚犯，他们巴不得有机会可以从监狱里头逃跑。
These prisoners, they wanted to escape.
现在因着保罗、希拉在那里唱诗赞美神。
But because of Paul and Silas, through their singing and praising God.
这个监狱的门啊，都被震开了。
And now the prison doors are open.
囚犯的锁链也都被松开了。
All of their chains are opened as well.
照着人之常情呢，他们第一个反应是什么呢？
Under normal human circumstances, what is your first reaction? Run!
是不是？
Isn't that so?
然而保罗和希拉在那里告诉这个禁足。
But here, Paul and Silas told the jailer.
我们都在这。
We are all here.
弟兄姐妹，为什么与保罗、希拉同关的这些囚犯没有一个人趁机逃跑？
Why? Why was it that all of the prisoners, together with Paul and Silas, didn't take this opportunity to escape?
乃是因着他们在那里，他们盼望他们的灵魂能够得着释放。
Why? It was because there they wanted to have their souls be set free.
虽然他们外面的锁链松开了。
Even though their outward chains were opened.
但他们深深知道，他们灵魂的锁链仍然在那里 锁住他们。
And yet they knew that they still had bondage in their souls.
借着从保罗希拉身上所彰显的那个宝贝。
Through the manifestation of the treasure in Paul and Silas.
在他们灵魂里面产生了一个冲击。
There was a great conviction within their souls.
他们认识到他们的灵魂需要得着拯救。
They realized that they needed salvation of their souls.
所以虽然在当时他们有机会可以逃跑。
So now even though they had the opportunity to escape.
然而他们却愿意选择留在监狱里头。
And yet they chose to remain in the prison.
好叫他们的灵魂能够得着释放。
So that their souls may be set free.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
保罗希拉虽然为了福音而受苦。
Even though Paul and Silas suffered for the sake of the gospel.
甚至被捆绑像犯人一样。
And they were in bondage just like a criminal.
然而我们看见神荣耀的福音却没有被捆绑。
And yet the glorious gospel of God was not hindered.
所以保罗和希拉当天晚上好像在监狱里头就办了一次的福音聚会。
And so it's like Paul and Silas all of a sudden they had arranged a gospel meeting in the prison that night.
他们这福音聚会很简单。
And in this gospel meeting it was very simple.
他们和我们一样也有诗班。
Just like us, they had a choir.
他们的诗班就两个人。
They had two people in the choir.
就是保罗和希拉。
It was Paul and Silas.
他们在那里唱诗赞美神。
And there they sang and praised God.
我们看见那地狱的锁链。就松开了。
We see that the chains of hell was opened.
我们看见众囚犯的灵魂在那里渴望得着拯救。
And the souls of all the prisoners, they desire to be saved.
所以我们看见这就是当宝贝从瓦器显出来所显出的能力。
This is the great power that is shown through the treasure in vessels, these earthen vessels.
弟兄姐妹，今天神把我们摆在一些的环境里头。
Today, God has placed us in our different environments.
神也把一些人安排在我们周遭当中。
God has also arranged certain people to be around us.
这些人可能是我们公司里的同事。
These people could be our coworkers at work.
可能是我们学校里的同学。
They could be our classmates at school.
可能是我们所亲近的家人和亲朋亲友。
These could be our loved ones, our families around us.
有没有人从我们所遭遇的艰难环境当中从我们身上看见我们里头的宝贝呢？
Have anyone around us seen the treasure that is within our earthen vessels?
有没有人因着从我们身上看见那宝贝所显出来的能力而受吸引呢？
Have anyone seen through this breaking of the vessel been attracted to the treasure?
就是因着我们这个瓦器被破碎，
through this vessel being broken,
因着我们里面的宝贝显出来了，
and now that treasure being shown,
有没有因着这样的一个制作叫周围的人他们也盼望能够得着灵魂的拯救。
But through this, have anyone around us also desired to be saved?
弟兄姐妹，我们乃是神荣耀福音的器。
Brothers and sisters, you are a vessel of God's glorious gospel.
因为神已经将宝贝放在你的里面。
Because God has already placed his treasure in you.
这宝贝不是单单叫你我能够欣赏而已。
This treasure is not merely for you to enjoy.
这个宝贝不是单单只是叫你我得着益处而已。
It's not just for you and me to have a little bit of benefits.
神要从我们这些瓦器的身上。
But God, through this vessel,
他要叫这瓦器被破碎。
He wants this earthen vessel to be broken.
叫宝贝被显出来。
He wants that treasure to be shown.
好叫这个宝贝显出来，能够吸引我们周遭的人也愿意来得着这个宝贝。
So that when the treasure is shown, it would attract all those around us to also want to have the same treasure.
我们看见接下来这位禁足呢，就代表了这个监狱里的众囚犯问了保罗希拉一个重要的问题。
And so continuing on, we see that the jailer on behalf of all the prisoners asked Paul and Silas a question.
他说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
He said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
那保罗和希拉就回答他说，当信主耶稣，你和你的一家都必得救。
And so Paul and Silas said, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
我们就看见保罗和希拉他们实在是神荣耀福音的器皿。
And so we see Paul and Silas, they are truly the glorious vessel of God.
他们是基督荣耀福音的使者。
They are the ambassadors of God's gospel.
他们无论得时不得时，
Whether in time, in season or out of season,
他们都预备好了来传扬这荣耀的福音。
They are always prepared to share this glorious gospel.
就是他们被关在监狱里头。
Even when they are imprisoned.
神荣耀的福音却不被捆绑。
God's glorious gospel is not in bondage.
弟兄姐妹，你我也应当都是神福音的使者。
Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are also ambassadors of God's gospel.
我们也应当随时做好准备来传扬这荣耀的福音。
We also need to be prepared at any time to share this gospel.
借着神所量给我们各样的环境。
Through the various environments that we have.
我们要伏在神的手下。
We submit ourselves beneath the hand of God.
我们盼望神能够来破碎我们这个瓦器。
We desire for God to break this vessel of ours.
叫我们这个人能够柔软下来。
So that we may be softened.
叫我们这个人能够降卑下来。
So that we may now humble ourselves.
叫我们这个人不再彰显我们的自己。
So that we will no longer express ourselves.
好叫我们里面的宝贝能够在我们所处的环境里被人看见。被人吸引。
To allow this treasure in the environments that we are in to be seen by those around us and to be attracted to by other people.
我们感谢主，在几周前我们有一次的福音聚会。
We thank the Lord. A few weeks ago, we had a gospel meeting among us.
但弟兄姐妹，我们是不是等到聚会有福音聚会的时候，我们才传扬福音呢
？But brothers and sisters, are we waiting for gospel meetings so that then we can share the gospel?
如果在接下来的这一周里头
，If in this following week.
如果神带领一个人来到你的面前
，And God brings a person to you，
他就像当天那个禁足来问保罗和希拉一样
，And just like the jailer that day asking Paul and Silas，
他问你说某某人，我当怎么行才能够得救呢
？And this person comes and asks you， so and so， what must I do to be saved？
弟兄姐妹，你怎么回答他呢
？Brothers and sisters， how would you respond？
你是不是告诉他说，等一等？
Will you say to this person, wait?
我们九月份我们聚会里头会有一个福音聚会。
We'll have a gospel meeting in September.
到时候欢迎你来参加。
Then we'll welcome you to come and attend.
欢迎你和你的一家九月份都来参加我们福音聚
会。We welcome you and your whole house in September to come and join us.
弟兄姐妹，不是这样子。
Brothers and sisters, it's not like that.
我们必须要知道我们是一般已经有宝贝在里面的瓦器。
We must be a group of people who know that you already have a treasure in your earthen vessel.
我们理当在各处要来宣扬那因认识基督而有的馨香。
No matter where you are, you need to express the fragrance of Christ.
特别是在艰难的环境里头。
Particularly in difficult situations.
特别是在我们失业的时候。
Especially when you lose your job.
弟兄姐妹，那是一个最好的机会。
That's the best opportunity.
就像是保罗和希拉被关在监狱里那一天晚上一样。
Just like that night when Paul and Silas they were imprisoned.
当他们在那里唱诗赞美神的时候。
When they were singing and praising God.
当他们在那艰难环境当中瓦器被破碎的时候。
And in that difficult situation when their vessels were broken.
我们看见与他们同关的众囚犯，他们就看见了他们里面的宝贝。
We see that all of the people around them, those criminals, they saw the value of the treasure.
他们就被那显出的宝贝所吸引。
And they were attracted by that treasure.
弟兄姐妹，我们也应当如此。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be just like that.
我们应当随时做好传福音的准备。
At any time, you need to be prepared to share the gospel.
我们需要能够在当场，当有人问我们说，我当如何才能够得救的时候。
We need, at that moment, when somebody asks you, how can I be saved?
我们能够当下清清楚楚地把这基督荣耀的福音能够传给这样的一个人。
Right then and there, you need to be able to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus with that person.
并且为他祷告。
And pray for them.
当圣灵在他里头做工的时候，能够带他来接受耶稣基督做他的救主。
And so when the Holy Spirit does His work, that you can bring that person to accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天神在我们周遭所安排一切环境的一个目的。
This is the purpose for God arranging all our environment around us.
就是为了叫瓦器能够被破碎。
So that the vessel can be broken.
好叫里面的宝贝。能够显出那莫大的能力
，so that that treasure can express the great power within it.
所以，对我们蒙恩的基督徒来说
，so for us Christians who are saved by grace，
我们如何能够来经历这宝贝要显出来呢
？How can you express this treasure being shown forth？
一方面，我们需要来竭力认识这个宝贝。
On one hand, you need to pursue after knowing the treasure.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神给我们有许多的机会
God has given us many opportunities
叫我们能够来认识在我们里面的这个宝贝
so that we can come to know this treasure
弟兄姐妹因为加拉太书告诉我们
and it tells us in Galatians
神何等乐意 将他儿子启示在我们心里。
It so pleases God to show reveal His Son in us.
神何等愿意叫我们能够更认识他心中的宝贝。
God wants us to know the treasure in His heart.
我们需要常常在神面前来祷告。
We need to often pray before God.
求主常将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
就像当日我们蒙恩得救的时候一样。
Just like that day when we received salvation.
叫那个光在我们里面越照越明。
So that the light that shone within us can shine brighter and brighter.
叫我们越过越被这个宝贝所吸引。
So that we can be attracted more and more by this treasure.
叫我们心里面实在是没有别的所爱恋的。
So that in our hearts we have no other love.
我们能够认识神心中的这个宝贝。
And then we can come to know the treasure in God's heart.
今天也在你我的里面。
Is also in you and me.
这个宝贝就要吸引我们。
And this treasure will attract us.
这宝贝就要来加力量给我们。
And this treasure will give us strength.
叫我们真是能够来竭力来认识我主耶稣基督。
So that we can pursue to know our Lord Jesus.
另一方面，当神量给我们一些的环境。
And on the other hand, when God gives us some environments.
特别这段日子里头，我们看见那更多的环境渐渐的临到我们弟兄姐妹们身上。
Particularly these days as we see some difficulties coming upon some of our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我们要学习在信心里面我们来亲近神。
Brothers and sisters, in faith, we learn to draw close to God.
来依靠神。
We rely on Him.
我们来瞻仰他的柔美。
And we come to look upon His beauty.
好像我们能够认识到说这宝贝何等愿意从我们身上来彰显出来。
So that we can see how much we desire for this treasure to be shown from us.
叫我们更加的愿意把我们自己让在神的手中。
So that we'd be more willing to place ourselves in His hand.
让他来破碎我们。
To allow Him to break us.
今天早晨我们非常感谢主啊、弟兄带领我们在主的面前有那样一个馨香的敬拜。
And we thank the Lord that this morning our brother allowed us to bring us into worship that is so fragrant.
就叫我们想起当日主耶稣在上十字架之前。
And it allows us to remember our Lord Jesus right before He went up on the cross.
玛利亚就拿了一瓶极贵重的香膏。
When Mary, she brought that very expensive nard, that perfume to our Lord.
姐妹，她是不是就倒一点在耶稣的头上呢？
Did she just pour a few drops on the head of our Lord?
不是。
No.
看来是打破玉瓶。
She broke the jar.
用那极贵重的香膏来膏我们的主。
And with such expensive perfume, she anointed our Lord.
因为在她里面，她认识这宝贵的价，宝贝的价值。
Because within her, she knew the value of this treasure.
同姐妹，你我都是瓦器。
Brothers and sisters, we are all earthen vessels.
然而，我们是不是看自己好像是玉瓶
？Do you see yourself as a beautiful vase?
我们还在那里保守顾惜我们这个自己呢
？That you're just treasuring your own self.
愿基督舍己的爱。
But may the sacrificial love of our Lord.
早晨也激励我们。
This morning also constrain us.
叫我们看见我们不过是卑贱的瓦器。
To show us that we are merely earthen vessels.
我们愿意来为主而破碎。
That we would be willing to be broken for our Lord.
好叫我们里面那宝贝的馨香能够散发出来。
So the fragrant treasure can be shown forth.
叫我们周围的人都能够认识这宝贝的价值。
So that the people around us can come to know the value of this treasure.
叫我们能够借着在所在的艰难环境里头。
So through the difficult situations we are in.
我们能够来散发这宝贝的香气。
We can show forth the fragrance of this treasure.
所以这里我们看见今天神要借着一些的环境。
So we will see today through different environments.
要叫耶稣的死在我们身上来发动。
We will see that the death of our Lord Jesus will be worked out in us.
这里讲到耶稣的死不是一个名词。
Here his death, the death of Christ, is not a noun.
许多时候我们在纪念主耶稣为我们死的时候。
Oftentimes when we remember the death of our Lord Jesus.
我们还是想起主耶稣在2000多年前十字架上的死。
We think about his death that had happened for us 2,000 some years ago.
这里保罗所说耶稣的死在我们身上发动。
But here when Paul talks about his death being effective, worked out in us.
他所用的耶稣的死乃是一个动名词。
This death is a verb.
也就是说这个死在我们身上要不断的发动。
That means this death continually works in us.
唯有耶稣的死在我们身上发动的时候。
Only when his death works in us.
才能够致死我们的肉体。
Can it deal and cause our flesh to die?
才能够致死我们肉体里的一切情欲。
Can it cause all the fleshly lusts to die.
这个死能够叫瓦器被破碎。
And this death will allow the vessel to be broken.
好叫耶稣的身也能够从我们身上能够显出来。
So that the life of our Lord Jesus, His resurrection may come forth from us.
不仅显在我们身上。
Not only be shown in us.
还要显在他人的身上。
But also will be shown in everyone.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise God.
当这莫大的能力从保罗希拉身上显出来的时候。
When this great power was shown from Paul and Silas.
我们看见那禁主和他的全家，他们都信了主。
We see the jailer and his whole household; they believed in the Lord.
不仅他们都信了主
，Not only did they believe in the Lord，
他们立时都受了洗
，But they were all baptized.
圣经告诉我们，他们甚是喜乐。
And it tells us that they greatly rejoiced.
弟兄姐妹，这就是腓立比教会的诞生。
This was the birth of the church in Philippi.
乃是借着保罗和希拉被关在监狱里头。
Through Paul and Silas being imprisoned.
乃是借着有两个瓦器。被神所破碎
through these two earthen vessels being broken
从他们身上就显出这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于他们自己
so that from them we see that the great power of God is of God and not from themselves
赞美主宝贝放在瓦器里
we thank God he has placed the treasure in earthen vessels
虽然我们四面受敌却不被困住
even though we are opposed from all sides we are not in bondage
我们心里作难却不致失望
even though we are perplexed but not despairing
我们遭逼迫却不被丢弃
We are persecuted but not forsaken.
我们被打倒了却不致死亡
Struck down but not destroyed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们为着我们里面的宝贝我们应当感谢赞美神
For the treasure that is within us, we thank and praise God.
既然神已经将他这样一个宝贝放在你我的里面
Even though he has placed such a treasure in you and me.
神定义要在我们身上来显出这宝贝的能力。
God has already ordained that He will show forth His great power from us.
叫我们能够认识到这事是出于神，不是出于我们。
So that we may know that this is of God and not from ourselves.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章告诉我们。
So God through Paul in 2 Corinthians tells us.
他说：“所以我们不丧胆。”
And so we do not give up.
我们外体虽然毁坏。
Even though we are afflicted and despairing,
我们内心却是一天心思一天
But from our inner man, we are renewed day by day.
这边讲到外体，讲到我们外面的人，就是这个属肉体的己
This outer man that is being spoken of here is our flesh, our outer man.
神要借着环境来渐渐地破碎我们这个瓦器
Through the environments, God is breaking this outer vessel.
我们这里面的人就是基督的新生命
This inner man is the new life of Christ within us.
就是我们里面的宝贝
This is a treasure within us.
它就要从我们这个被破碎的瓦器能够彰显出来
And through this broken vessel, he will be shown.
姐妹，我们感谢赞美神
We thank and praise God.
神所开始的善工
The good work that he has begun.
他也必要成就
He must accomplish.
神既然已经将宝贝放在你我的里面
Since he has already placed this treasure in you and me.
他也定要叫我们这个瓦器被破碎
He has ordained for this vessel to be broken.
因为他何等盼望我们这里面的宝贝能够显出能力来。
Because he desires for this treasure to show forth its power.
因为他实在是愿意万人都来归向他。
Because he desires for all to come to know him.
他愿意万人都来尊崇他。
He wants all to come to honor him.
弟兄姐妹，这个善工从你我身上开始。
Brothers and sisters, this good work begins from you and me.
愿早晨我们能够在主的面前为着我们所得到的宝贝我们感谢赞美神
So before God we want to thank him for this treasure that we have
我们也还要为着神在我们身上所要做的破碎的工作我们来仰望神
And for the future breaking work that he will continue to do in us we still look to him
好叫我们这个瓦器早日的被神来破碎
So that this vessel can be broken even earlier
叫宝贝的能力能够显在你我的身上
So that the power of this treasure can be shown forth in you and I
让我们一起低头再有点祷告
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，当我们在你面前思想你的话语
Lord, as we come and meditate on your word
我们实在是看见我们自己是何等卑贱何等无用何等丑陋的瓦器
We see how we are base and ugly, useless vessel
主，然而你实在是爱了我们
And yet you love us
你愿意将你的宝贝放在我们里面
And you're willing to place your treasure in us
主，你不仅将宝贝放在我们里面
And not only have you placed your treasure in us
主，你更愿意这宝贝 被人看见。
But you even more desire for others to see this treasure.
被人尊崇。
And for others to honor it.
主因此你在我们身上还要做那更荣耀的工作。
And you will continue to do an even more glorious work.
主，我们为着你工作的手感谢你。
And for your working hand, we thank you.
我们何等盼望主你的工作能够早日成就在我们身上。
We desire that your work will be accomplished even earlier in us.
主啊，我们知道我们自己不能叫瓦器破碎。
We know that we ourselves cannot break this vessel.
主然我们却深信你能。
But we believe that you are able.
因此早晨我们愿意将我们自己完完全全的让在你的手中。
And so this morning we are willing to place ourselves entirely in your hand.
主你来破碎我们。
Lord, come break us.
主好叫我们里面的宝贝能够显出那莫大的能力都是出于神。
So that this morning your surpassing greatness will be expressed and it will be of God and not of ourselves.
叫颂赞荣耀越发归给那爱我们的。
So that all glory and praises be given to the God who loves us.
主愿你得着一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory.
听我们祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus. We pray. Amen. Amen.